World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I was listening to the intro there, and I remember when I was on terrestrial radio here about, I don't know, it's been a long time ago now, 10, 15 years ago. You know, they always had to put one of those disclaimers on, right? Put one of those disclaimers. The views, opinions of this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management of this station, blah, blah, blah. And after they'd play that, I'd always come on and say, yeah, but they ought to be. They ought to be the views. That's part of the problem. Doctrines of demons out there, crazy stuff being taught to people. Oh, I'm excited to be up today. We're having, what was that song? Having my baby, Paul Anka, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. I'm having a new grandbaby today. My daughter right now is at the, as my grandma would say, horse pistol. And things are moving fast. We're going to be, little Mia's going to be joining us. So what a day, December 1st. Her mommy's birthday is tomorrow, December 2nd. So that's quite a birthday present. But that's not, even though that got me up, I got up at 3, so I've been up about 4 hours. It's mid-afternoon. We're heading into mid-afternoon here in my brain. Been itching to get back in here today and get rolling. That's some good exciting news for some of you out there. It may not be exciting for others of you out there, but lining up a couple good guests. John Robertson is going to be joining us here. Hopefully, I'm going to try to get John in tomorrow. John is an expert on what's the word I'm looking for? On Luciferian Satanism in Hollywood. John's a Hollywood guy. He's come out of there, and he's going to talk to us tomorrow. Hopefully, if he gets back to me tomorrow, about Hollywood and how they're trying to influence us and how it's, well, this whole thing we've been talking about, how it's going on in Hollywood. And then hopefully next Thursday, I've already lined up Doc Marquis. And if you either know him or you don't know him, Doc Marquis was born into the Illuminati. So what? Yep. Born into the Illuminati. And Doc's going to come on. He's going to tell us that thing is real and what it's all about. Some exciting stuff going on. But we stumbled upon something here just before we came on the show this morning. You know, some of the simplest things you say are the most profound. And I was talking to Rich and Sarge and the guys here on the queue before we went on the air, and Sarah, and I just made a statement. I said, well, we got to realize that the devil has a church too. And the devil is really, in some ways, just as disorganized and power-hungry as we find in Christianity. In other words, we have Methodists and Baptists and Lutherans and Episcopalians and Presbyterians and Church of God and First Church of God and First Church of God in Christ and First Church of God in Christ Jesus and First Jesus in Christ and every type of church you could ever have. We call them denominations. The devil has them too. The devil has denominations. We're just not smart enough to figure that out. He's got the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the Masons, the Council on Foreign Relations. I could go on with some of them I probably don't even know. And really what they're all, even though they're all pushing for the same goal, it's just like in Islam. Although we don't understand this, there's a great civil war going on in Islam between the Sunni and the Shia. And that great civil war is they both believe that there's going to be a Muslim Mahdi, they call him, a Muslim Antichrist that's going to show up on the scene. They both believe that. But the Shia and the Sunni are fighting over which denomination is going to be able to be in power and control. That's why they hate each other and they kill each other all the time. They're like Christians, except they take killing each other literally. But other than that, there's great division. They're infighting within them of trying to do what? Control the world. What's going on? Going to try to control the world. I'm excited about two things. Well, I have more than two. Rush Limbaugh yesterday was talking about not so much about our interview with Larry Nichols, but the whole premise behind it. Rush spent about 20 minutes on it, talking about the real possibility that this election is going to be stolen by these Clinton insiders. And I'm not saying that Rush is up this morning listening to us, or that he even listened to us at all. But I would imagine that he has researchers, people who are, you know, they get up in the morning and their job is to seek out the news and find, you know, when Rush says, I got this stack of stuff, he didn't get the stack of stuff. Somebody gave him the stack of stuff. So that, you know, it could be very possible that somebody saw our interview with Larry Nichols or the thing we put out on Facebook explaining the bullet points of what's going on, and they saw some legitimacy to it and pass it on to Rush. So we need to know this, that our greatest, as always, our greatest weapon is truth and light. Shine light. So if we shine the light of what's going on, it's not as easy for the burglars to sneak in when the light's on. So hopefully that's going on. And we also heard that Cindy Jacobs and some others have really put out, a lot of prayer networks have now put out prayer regarding this issue, that this election could in fact be stolen. It's not going to be stolen, but we cannot be ignorant of his devices. So again, pat ourselves on the back. I think we at least, through Larry Nichols, initiated some of this stuff that's going on, and it's good to see. Also, I don't know how, as I said before we came on here this morning, I don't have any idea how they're going to keep a lid on Pizzagate. I don't have any idea. In fact, I got a clip today. I got 15 things to show you today. Try to figure out which one to show. Just that the Lord would direct us here. This is being so exposed and so uncovered. I don't know how they're going to keep it. See, the thing that is so different now, friends, in case you wonder, the reason this stuff is finally being exposed, thank God for the internet and what they call alternative news. See, even though this is an opinion show, this is alternative news. Put a thumbs up if you heard something from me that you'd never heard from somebody before. Go ahead and put a thumbs up. That's okay. But I got to tell you, I stole it from somebody else in most cases. We have a lot of citizen researchers out there on the internet. Remember how we used to make fun of those guys sitting down in their mom's basement in their underwear? Well, they've been doing some mighty, mighty good work, and the stuff that they're digging out is absolutely fascinating. Now, the mainstream media, which is part and parcel, by the way, a denomination of the dark side. The mainstream media is a denomination of the dark side. They're doing everything they can to cover it up, but I just don't know. I just don't know. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, when is Limbaugh going to pick it up and start talking about it openly? He isn't doing it yet, is he? He isn't doing it. Because Limbaugh is sitting back and he's getting a tempo of what's going on and deciding if it's safe for him to begin talking about it. When he feels it's safe for him to begin talking about it, he's going to talk about it. I got something right now. I'm going to do that, Lord. You ain't going to believe this. Jared, it says Glenn Beck, 2 minutes, the second thing down. I just got this yesterday. This is from 2013. And now we're finding out that in 2013, Glenn Beck was notified about this pedophile ring. Right? He was notified by it. And so some of us look about Beck and we say, what's going on here, man? He's flip-flopped. What is this guy, lost his mind? Well, evidently, Glenn Beck was made aware of this Pizzagate pedophile scandal way back in 2013. Yeah, he might be a shill. He could be a shill. But I want you to see this 2-minute and 20-second clip where he tells everybody, tomorrow we're going to talk about this. And then from what I've read and what I understand, he was threatened with his life and more. And he hasn't been the same since. This is just 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Glenn Beck talking about, although he doesn't say Pizzagate, or he doesn't talk about the pedophile ring, although he doesn't mention it, you can read between the lines of where he was going with it. 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
country, I believe, is going to be rocked in the next 24 hours with some things that are going on in Washington and beyond that we found out about yesterday. And we will be telling you in great detail in the next 24 hours. And it is, it will show you how dire the situation is. And we are going to be greatly divided, I believe, as a nation. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, you know all the details. We are going to be greatly divided in the next 10 days. And you are going to witness things in American history that have never been witnessed before. We have a whistleblower on something that is, this guy is so afraid for his life that he hadn't talked to me. He has reached out to an ally and to get some information. And my people have seen one document. This one document would take down pretty much the whole power structure. Pretty much everything. This guy is so afraid he won't do it unless he is in front of Congress and televised. And because he's like, I am dead. I am absolutely dead. I'm not talking they're going to smear me, they're going to arrest me. I'm dead. I will just tell you, it will take down the GOP. It will take down the Democrats. It will take down many members of Congress. It will take all of them down. And outside of Congress, it will take them down. The American people, you haven't even begun to be outraged.
Okay, so here's what I would say. From this point on, Glenn Beck was never the same. He never spoke about it again. He didn't do the expose the next day that he talked about. You know, I've often thought about that. And, you know, we sit in this little studio and we do this little show every morning. We know that, hey, they're watching. And I've often asked myself, what is it? You know, when they knock on my door, if they knock on my door, what's the limit for me? Glenn Beck, did they knock on Glenn Beck's door and threaten him and threaten him with his life or his grandchildren or whatever? Did they do that? And he realized it was so serious that he decided he was going to pull back. Or Sarge, did his handlers pull back? Is Glenn Beck a shill for the Mormon church? I mean, there's a lot of questions here. But anybody who's followed Glenn Beck would have to agree that dude's gone off the rocker in the last year. He has gone totally in an entirely different direction. So you begin to wonder what that might all be about. So listen, I'm going to feed you some meat today. Are you ready to eat something? I'm going to feed you a little bit more meat. I'm going to continue to paint the picture. Listen, I want to give you a smorgasbord, okay? And we have got to learn how to combat these forces of darkness. And we are in the process of doing that. We're gonna get more training with Russ on Tuesdays. We're gonna bring that to you. But guys, I just feel in my heart I need to expose some more denominations to you. That this evil is so deep and broad that we have to have a greater understanding, or we're not gonna understand what's going on. And so I want to try to bring that to you. But before we do, I'm in 1 Timothy today. I want to share a little bit from 1 Timothy chapter 4 today. I know Pastor Tim will like that, so let's open this thing up a little bit. And Tim, I know now that your microphone's working today, you can get in here with us. Because this is, again, hey guys, listen. Again, this whole show is trying to not glorify the devil and his minions, the devil and his weapons, the devil and his power. You look at the darkness that we are exposing to you, and know this one thing. Greater is he that is in us than all that stuff. All that stuff. Our God conquered all that stuff. Death, hell, the grave, he conquered the whole thing. He hung on that cross, and he said, it is finished. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose was the Son of Man manifest, that he what? might destroy the works of the devil. And then Jesus hung on the cross and said, there it is, boys. It's done. It's finished. Those works are destroyed. Now, that doesn't mean that they're still not at work. He's saying that he has given us victory over those works. So I don't want you to see a devil behind every corner, although there probably is one. As Dizdar told us, he said there's probably billions of them. Probably billions. Probably are. And they probably are behind every corner. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're trying to help you see what's going on, understand your power and your authority to walk in the fullness of what God's called us to. Okay, with me? So you say, Coach, you're all over the place. You're all demons one day and you're doing this. Yeah, Coach, you're all over the place. I'm trying to show you a panoramic view of how the enemy is connected here. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, let's realize this. They thought it was the end days. When Paul wrote this to Timothy, he thought Jesus was coming back at any time. They felt they were living in the last days. So that one of the things we need to take away from this is Paul was telling Timothy, even then, get ready, man. Get ready. The latter days, because this is what, see, he was preparing the church. When Paul wrote this letter, he wasn't simply writing to Timothy. He was writing to all of us who would follow Timothy. Clear with that? Making sense? Take the Bible and personalize it for where you are. Doctrines of devils that do what? Speak lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Can somebody tell me how in the name of whomever can the churches sit quietly on their butts at this time in this place unless their consciences have been seared with a hot iron? You know what it means to sear? It means it cauterized. You remember how they used to do that? You used to watch those old movies of guys who were out, cowboy movies. Somebody'd get shot, right? He'd get shot in his arm. He'd be laying over there, and some guy'd bring over the hot poker, and he'd take out hot poker. He cauterized the wound, seared with a hot iron. That's what they've done to our conscience. See, they sear us so it doesn't even work. And we see what's going on around us. We see this Pizzagate. We see all this stuff. We see all this demonic activity. We see hundreds of thousands of children missing. We see all this going on, and it has no impact on us at all. Seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, seared conscience. With me? See what you see that, don't you? You see that? Hey, yeah. What's that?
What was your scripture again, please?
I'm sorry. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. I know Tim's hot on this, and I'll let him jump in here in a minute. So they start doing that stuff, and then he goes on and he says, okay, well, here's some of the false doctrines, some of the doctrines of demons that are going to come, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Shrimp. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, what things? That we just told you up there. Remind everything, everybody, okay? Remind for every creature that God's good and nothing's to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Tell them that. Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Acceptation, that's a different word. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Jump in here, Pastor Tim.
Well, I think you're right on. It's interesting how God moves people, because this morning I was in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And you were in 1 Timothy. So let me read 2 Timothy chapter 4.
Hang on, let Jared catch up to us here.
Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1.
Doctrines of demons, boys and girls. That means the demons have doctrines.
Exactly. But look at Paul's words to us. I charge you. Whoa. Therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word.
Amen.
There you have it. That's all I'm going to say.
Eh? I'm going to finish it. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. That is what the word does. It reproves, it rebukes, and it exhorts. That's what the word does. That's our only job.
Hey, let me say one last thing. I love about the word, because when you preach the word, it penetrates the soul. A person gets born again, and that term means we are initiated into the kingdom of God. We understand the veil is taken away. We understand the whole kingdom of God now.
Amen.
And now God reveals the whole universe to us, what life is about. It's fabulous.
It is fabulous. It is fabulous. And we have got such a little, just a little sliver of it in our churches. For most people, the most enjoyable time of the week is when they get to go to church for the 20 minutes and do the praise and worship and feel the Spirit. To them, that's rest of the time they just slug through life, just slug through, very little joy, very little victory, just so I can get back to church on Wednesday. And thank you, Lord. Now I can make it through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, I'll get refreshed and I'll feel good. And then I'll slug through Monday and Tuesday. And I can get to church on Wednesday. I can get filled. Isn't that the way most of us live? Isn't that it? Isn't that really it? And the devil is kicking our arse, and we don't even understand what's going on. Thank you, Lord. Man, I love the Lord. Jared, pull up that thing by Jack Cashill. I just sent it to you by itself. Jack, I know Jack Cashill. He's one of my favorite writers. He said, Making America Sane Again. I want to read this to you, because he hits on the spiritual world and doesn't realize that he does. Okay, slide it over a little bit, Jared, so I can see it. Jack, by the way, Jack's once done great research into TWA Flight 300, which blew up over New York, and what happened with that thing. That's well, you won't know. Here we go. Okay, listen, I'm gonna read it real quick. You can read with me. In the 3+ weeks since the election, I've had conversations with other Trump voters, some in person, some by phone, all of them out of earshot of our sensitive Democratic friends. And although my evidence is entirely anecdotal, my sample has been diverse enough for me to feel confident in rejecting the consensus of the chattering classes on the reasons behind Trump's victory. It was not about the economy, not really about bringing back jobs, and not about reviving forgotten parts of the country. It was about restoring sanity. Stay with me now. He's going to go into the spiritual realm, doesn't know it. I don't think he knows it. Trump's public message was make America great again. The quiet message was make America sane again. Person after person with whom I've spoken, young and old, marginal or affluent, have almost immediately spoken, listen, of the relief they felt in having the weight of political correctness lifted from their shoulders. Now, boys, what do we call that? What did Russ tell us that was? Oppression, right? Oppression. So Jack Cahill is saying, hey, Cashio, I'm sorry. It's boom. They feared, as did I, that a Clinton victory. Fear. They feared, as I did, that a Clinton victory would fully institutionalize the insanity of PC regimen, the henchmen. No, not just henchmen would feel free to move beyond shaming to suing, firing, even imprisoning us. They identified the major media as a vehicle through which a progressive elite establishment enforced its forever changing norms as it despised the media for the complicity. Hey, listen! The media is a denomination. Even when with Trump elected, the insanity will not disappear, but cut off from the power to enforce their madness, progressives will seem more irrelevant, will seem more relevant and more absurd. How about this? On the occasion of the Ohio State mini jihad, would-be Vice President Tim Kaine showed just how silly and self-righteous he was, deeply saddened by the senseless act of gun violence, he said at Ohio State this morning. See, the insertion of the word gun suggested that Kaine wasn't really saddened at all. He just had this opportunity to try to make a case for gun control. Okay, I'm going to stop there. We go on and on and on. But Jack Cashel says exactly what I told you. I felt something lifted. With me, Rich? Something lifted. A blanket of demonic whatever lifted. That's the way I see it. So that encouraged me here this morning that we are, that others see people, listen, guys, people are sensing something. Even the unsaved people are sensing something. They don't know what it is. They're not even, the churches don't know what it is. They're not even connected with the demonic realm. They don't even understand the demonic realm, but they sense something has changed in America. Now, has it? And if it has, what the heck are we going to do about it? We have got to amp it up here. Okay, I'm going to pause there a minute. Anybody got anything to say here before we jump into something else?
Just remember, though, the wolves continue to flock around the president-elect. I mean, some of the potential people being vetted for jobs coming out of Goldman Sachs, it's just the same old, so we have to be careful that it's still going to happen at the ground roots level and local towns, communities, and states. The federal government is infiltrated. Has been, will continue.
But Sarge, come on, listen. Donald Trump don't know that. He's not smart enough to figure that out. Our pastors don't even know that. Our pastors don't understand that Goldman Sachs is evil. That Goldman Sachs is a denomination of it. They don't understand it. Why would we think Trump would? I wonder how many pastors are standing around Trump right now explaining to him about this, what's going on. Think any of them are? Most of them don't have any idea of their own. They don't have any idea. That's why the devil has been able to move so obviously in front of us, and we don't even see it. We don't even see the Illuminati signs. We don't even see the demonic. We don't even see it. And so I feel Trump is almost surrounded by wolves who he thinks are his friends. He's counting on people. Yeah, Mitch McConnell's wife gets to become part of the cabinet. Are you kidding me? Well, the art of the deal. I don't think he's selling us out on purpose. But that's why we need to pray for the guy. Pray for the guy that his eyes will be open and he'll understand and see exactly what's going on. Okay, so I want to show you something here. Anybody else other than Sarge want to jump in here? Because I'm going to show you something hidden in plain sight. Nope. Okay. Jared, I'm trying to figure out which one I want. Yeah, let's do that one. Hey, Jared, let's go to the third one down. It says Illuminati and start at 4:40. Now, when Doc Marquis comes on, you can start. Right, hang on a second, Jared. When Doc Marquis comes on later this next week, he's going to talk to us about the Illuminati. Illuminati, again, a denomination. All right. Maybe even a theological school. But an example of those in control. And I just want you to watch just about 4 minutes of this video is 8 minutes. I only want you to watch 4 minutes of this because this is talking about the Illuminati being explained. 4 minute mark. Go ahead and put 4:40.
Reduce the size of government. Return our money to a standard that cannot be manipulated.
Hold on a second, Jared.
This.
These are 10 steps that we need, that we, right now, us, need to be aware of, the way to combat what's going on, okay? Jared, pull that back a little bit. Maybe go back to 4:30 because it's important just to hear that introduction. Okay, go ahead and play it. I'm sorry.
And the light of exposure. No conspiracy can rule the masses without the tool of an extensive government bureaucracy. And certainly no capitalist conspiracy can long survive without control over the nation's money. Expose the conspiracy. Reduce the size of government. Return our money to a standard that cannot be manipulated. This must be our response. Let us summarize now 7 major conclusions. 1. There is and has been for some time a conspiracy among some of the richest people in the world. A conspiracy that virtually owns the money systems of the major non-communist nations. This monopoly is protected by the power of the respective governments. And is used to perpetuate the conspiracy's vast wealth by the creation of money out of nothing. 2. In the United States, this monetary fraud is perpetuated through the Federal Reserve System. Although the executive branch theoretically has some control over this system through occasional appointments, in reality, it is the system and those behind it who control the executive branch. 3. The capitalist conspiracy in this country surfaces to public view in the form of the semi-secret Council on Foreign Relations. Its members exercise their control over the nation through government, tax-exempt foundations, centers of education, and the mass communications media. 4. On the surface, the capitalist conspiracy appears to oppose communism. It spends billions of dollars in spectacular military displays of anti-communism all around the world, but never to the extent of seriously harming the enemy, and certainly not to the extent of defeating it. There is much evidence indicating that the capitalist and communist conspiracies both are directed by a single master conspiracy, which may have continuity with the Order of the Illuminati, which was founded 200 years ago. 6. As for our response, we must begin to dismantle the conspiracy's machine of big government. We must restore American independence. We must return our schools to local control. We must protect our police forces from federal aid, which is the certain path to a national police force controlled from Washington. We must denounce revenue sharing as a transparent device leading to control over local government. 7. We must reduce the Federal Reserve System to a service function of clearing checks between banks only. Merely turning the system as it stands over to the federal government, as some have suggested, will not solve the problem. The same people would control it either way. The root of the evil is that money is created out of nothing, and the insiders could do that today just as easily directly through government as they do through the Federal Reserve System. The ultimate solution is to prevent anyone in or out of government from manipulating the money supply. And the only way to do that is to return our money to the gold and silver standards. 8. We must expose the conspiracy to public view. If somehow every American could be made aware of the facts contained in this presentation, if it were possible to circumvent the establishment's channels of mass communication and carry this message person to person to our friends and neighbors and fellow club members, the conspiracy would collapse.
Okay, so what we see, what I'm trying to get you to see, help us to see, is that the devil's team is denominated out, just like the church is, have different aspects of it. And remember, don't lose sight of this, it's for control of the world. We can laugh it off if you want to. It's for control of the world. And what Sarge was just saying about Donald Trump, guys, listen, these people around Donald Trump, these Luciferians, whatever you want to call them, they have spent 60, 80 years gaining control of this power. They are not going to simply relinquish it because of an election. You follow me? See what you understand what's going on? And we know that John F. Kennedy was assassinated because he was diving into the Federal Reserve System. He understood what was going on, and we heard them say, if you want to control a nation, you control its monetary policy. That's why Sarge just mentioned the fact that we got a Goldman Sachs guy on it. How come they don't stick my local banker in there? Why do we have to have a Goldman Sachs banker be ahead of the Fed? Why can't we do, why can't we find Andy Griffith's banker and put him in charge of it? Why can't, I mean, how smart does he have to be able to do this stuff? So understand the money, the love of money is what? It's the root of all evil. So I'm trying to show us here, rather than personal demonic stuff that we're coming up against, I'm trying to help paint a picture for the broader understanding of the Church of Satan, call it whatever you want to, and the denominations and how the system has worked. Okay, so in the heavenly realm, currency is money. Why don't they want to end abortion? It's money. It's money in the spiritual realm. The demoniacs are in control of the Washington, D.C. So why do they want to continue to flood or fund Planned Parenthood? Blood money, blood, understand? So what's the corresponding thing in the natural realm? Paper money. Money controls everything. Blood controls the heavenly realm, the demonic realm. Money controls the earth realm. And they've seized control of both. Somebody want to jump in here?
Well, on a different aspect of what he just told us, it just struck me that, you know, 14 of our major cities are now under that direct, their police forces under the direct management and control of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, I think, being the last one that was added. Ferguson is in there. And, you know, a bunch of them, at least 14 now. And looking back to Nazi Germany, which had one of the premier players, starting player, Hall of Fame players of the evil side, Hitler, he had a SS force and he had a Gestapo. Now, the SS was the equivalent of our Rangers, the super soldiers. I mean, these are the guys that are highly trained and highly motivated. The Gestapo were just as highly motivated, but their training wasn't to fight enemy soldiers. Their training was to control the local civilian population of Germany.
Amen.
And we've got the same thing setting up here.
I'm sorry. We do, Larry. And hey, Sarge, I don't want to make you rich. I don't want to make you nervous. We ain't even got into Dizdar talking to us about MK Ultras and mind control and super soldiers that these demonic, whatever you call them, are creating here in America. We haven't even got into all that yet. What it is, the evil, the depth of the evil with which we are dealing with. Remember this, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. This is a scouting report. This is not run and hide and go out in the woods. We'll never be able to find you. No. This is just a scouting report that we would not be ignorant of his devices. What do you say, Tim?
Well, you know what? If a person just went and did some reading on the Council of Foreign Relations, just look who's in there, what they do, and what it's about, open your eyes. Huge rabbit hole.
Okay, so Tim, tell me this on this rabbit hole. Rich, George, explain this to me. Why do they call every time we point out something going on, why do they call it a conspiracy theory and make fun of us? It's always the same tactic. Always the same tactic. You are a conspiracy theorist. You are crazy. Now, we're in the age of the internet, boys. And if you think this stuff isn't real, you're the one that's crazy. So we are in a battle for information release. That's a battle we're facing. The information release. The people will understand how they're being manipulated and what's going on. This is deep, deep stuff. Anybody else? Okay. Yeah, go ahead, George.
You know, Coach, I still think the majority of Americans are getting their news from the mainstream, and I don't think this is a critical mass yet. You know, when something hits critical mass, then it gets popular in the mass of people. I think we're getting there, but I don't know. I don't think we're there yet. What do you think?
Well, I know this. The number one trending on Facebook I saw yesterday was Pizzagate. What does that tell you? That it's beginning to happen, see. We no longer have to trust Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather. We no longer have to trust those guys. And I can tell you something. I can post something on the internet. Little old me. I can post a little video on the internet, and it's phew, thousands and thousands of people have seen it. And so the Lord has given us a vehicle here. What the devil meant for what God meant for good, the devil meant for bad. The devil, of course, he uses the internet. But, man, why do you think that they want to shut this thing down? Why do you think? It's because of the dissemination of information. So, George, I agree with you. See, the average person, the average Roger Weaver is too busy. Too busy. If Roger Weaver had not been on this huddle for 10 months, he would be as dumb and blind as he always was. Right, Roger? But I dig the information out. I give it to you. And you say, man, there's something to this. Right? Your truth detector kicks in. Yeah.
Well, I went back to the critical mass, you know, in talking with my sons, I tend to agree with the critical mass issue because people his age, let's take Dustin in school, I mean, they're in the internet, they're online, they're not watching the 6:30 news. They don't care. They still, the vast majority of them, do not care or are still leaning to the left, whether it be political or spiritual. So the critical mass thing, yes, the internet is there and it's wide open. But for some reason, at least this go-round, and maybe this is because this go-round was the opening of the door, those 20 to 25-year-olds, they were still, many, the vast majority of them were lost on these topics.
But Roger, they're no more lost than their mom and dad. Their mom and dads are lost on it. You think I'm crazy? Yeah. You walk into your church Sunday and you start talking about the demons. You just start doing it and you watch the faces around you.
Well, so, their mom, I agree, their mom and dads are lost, but that's because they're not quite into the social media. I'm talking about the hardcore millennial who's all over the internet. They still seem to be spiritually dead and politically dead on these topics, having no understanding, even though the information is there. So this critical mass is a good, I don't know how to get to that critical mass, and maybe it's developing. We didn't have this. Reddit was not around as strong as Obama was, you know, term one, term two. And that is changing.
That's why you gotta read my commentary today at newswithhughes.com. It's called although they always change the title, I put it up as Pizzagate and the Unseen Realm. And it's because see, we have taught our children come on now, guys. The average Christian does not believe in the literal idea of Satan, the devil. Oh, they believe in him like Santa Claus and they like the Easter Bunny. But they don't understand that he is our adversary. He's the adversary of the word. They don't understand that. The churches are not teaching them that. So therefore, not only don't we fear the Lord, we don't even think there's a devil. And because we don't even think there's a devil, not being taught in our churches, really, I mean, we're kind of getting what we deserve, aren't we? Kind of ignorance is playing itself out in front of us. Rich, you're rubbing your head. You're rubbing your head there, Rich. Have something to say? Go ahead, Larry.
In line with what Roger said, remember just several years back, there was a big vampire-fed, you know, fan club amongst the kids, the millennials' age.
Right.
But it never took off like the current, what is the big craze? Zombies.
Yeah, brother, that ain't good.
Recognition of the spiritual dead. I mean, it is the end thing to be brain dead. I mean, that is their aspiration.
Sarge said The Walking Dead is the hit show, right? I mean, it is the hit show. Zombies, all this stuff. And is the Lord showing us that we are the walking dead? You're breaking up here, Larry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to walk on you. You broke. Yes, Sarah, they've glorified death. Okay, so I got to show you something because I'm hoping John Robertson is going to be on with us. I want to show you a clip here. Jared, let's get this one pulled up here. Which one is it? I'm sorry. I'm at the wrong spot. Let's pull one up, Jared, that says Illuminati signs. Now, guys, listen. This is just a crash course. the demonic symbols that are daily bombarded, Roger, at those millennials. Now, we may not think these symbols are powerful, but I'm promising you the dark side thinks they are. And we see it, we see it, but we don't see it. And with John Robertson, we get him on here tomorrow, he's going to talk a little bit more about the seeing eye and the number 666 and triangles and all that stuff. Just watch this 6 minutes so you can see how we are, by the denomination known as Hollywood, being programmed. Go ahead, Jared.
You cannot honestly research this subject with an open mind without coming away as a solid believer. Why then are these things displayed in plain sight? It's because the elite, often referred to as the Illuminati, can get away with it. They've desensitized the masses to believe that the recognition of such symbolism is nothing but paranoid conspiracy and that anyone who believes in the truth is insane. It's also because entertainment works on a subconscious level. As a result, it's successful in programming the masses to love and need evil without compromise. Through this desire for evil and the worship of these individuals or idols, demons are being fed and ultimately the one who sent them, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan. I'm trying to set the foundation for you to see the truth of how these principalities are woven into just about every aspect of life as we know it, including the entertainment industry, advertising, religious organizations, politics, and so on. This is reality whether you want to admit it or not. You will not see anyone who is someone in the entertainment industry not using this symbolism. You will not make it in Hollywood unless you deliver content that is contrary to the will of God. The use of these symbols is an outward expression of these individuals denying God. Most of these stars also claim to have alter egos that do the work for them. Unfortunately, many of these celebrities are blind and deceived to what they are even doing. These are all truths to which I am trying to make you aware. He who has ears to hear and eyes to see, let him perceive. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a tragic deal.
This is the sign of the horns. A curse sign. Two fingers extended. One of them's the pox sign. That's three fingers extended.
Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
It's him. This always gives me the creeps.
He's the president of Hollywood. He's supposed to give you the creeps.
You know, have we sold our soul to the devil? How else can you explain us being here on the
channel? Yeah. By the all-seeing eye, we are worthy. We are not.
What are you two idiots doing?
Secret ritual.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be.
Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth.
Wow, huh? Wow. Now, see, the average person watching is going to say, oh, Coach, you're just paranoid. All the millions of pictures that they've taken out there. And so somebody catches some people making a little sick sign. Oh, come on, Coach. Well, see, again, we can laugh it off and say it isn't doesn't matter and it doesn't exist. But I'm telling you, it matters to them. It matters to them. Can you imagine? Why aren't we seeing videos where Jesus is clearly glorified? Why don't we go to the Emmy Awards or go to the halftime of the Super Bowl where Jesus and Christian symbols are glorified? Why is it whenever we watch a halftime show of the NFL Super Bowl, it is all demonic in content? Why is that? Because the devil's team is at work and they have seized these denominations.
And we don't demand it.
We don't demand it. We're not of this world, Roger. We're not a. So they bring all the people into your great big church and watch the Super Bowl and watch the halftime show. And all this demonic stuff is flashing in front of us and nobody even recognizes it for what it is.
Coach?
Yes.
They're casting a spell. And those that are viewing and singing and clapping along are useful idiots.
Amen. In fact, we had that video the other day of Beyonce said, give me your energy. Give me your, remember that? Give me your energy. Give me your energy. They understand what we don't understand. That's why the word says have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Don't have anything to do with it. If hey, they tell us this is something, don't do it. Yeah, Larry.
I feel compelled to make it one of my rain on the parade interjections here. Only it's not really rain on the parade. It's just a warning. You know, like this, hook 'em horns. You've heard University of Texas.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Now the thing is because the dark side has co-opted things of God to mean different things to them. And to their members, they take strength and consolation and joy in the fact that they see other people using those same things and doing those same things. But we are not to allow ourselves to be cut off from doing the hook 'em horn.
No, that's right. Okay? I'm with you.
Because that would be like asking God to stop manifesting rainbows after it rains. Because God, the rainbow is a God's promise to mankind. And just because the homos and the queers have picked up the rainbow as their main symbol, should God stop manifesting rainbows after? By no means. And by no means we allow ourselves to be railroaded into being afraid to proclaim hook 'em horns.
I think the point Sarah was making and that I would agree with is if you're doing it at a Texas football game or you're doing that signed to somebody else who's a Texas football fan, that's one thing. But if you're at a concert where some woman's up there doing that kind of stuff and all of you are doing it in unison with it, that is an entirely different scenario. That's the point I would make. You're muted, Larry. I can't hear you. Larry, you're muted.
We're not to let ourselves be muzzled and crippled in our activities because of what they do.
I'm with you. Hey, and where there is a group out there, by the way, called Reclaim the Rainbow. Rainbow belongs to God. The rainbow was God's idea, right? They've stolen that. Yes, Tim.
You know why we're here? Have Jared put up Titus chapter 1, verse 9, 10, and 11.
Titus 1.
Verse 9, Titus 9. Now, I got to say, we got a lot of wussies out there in the church, but there's a lot of men that are strong, nice, strong, hairy men, man, that are willing to fight a little bit, if you know what
yep.
I mean.
Yep.
This is why you're here, Coach. Titus 1, 9. 9, 10, 11.
Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Wow. Whose mouths must be stopped. To subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. I got goosebumps, Tim.
Woo. There you go, man. See, it takes a strong person to even read that scripture.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Holding fast the faithful words as he's been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially those in the church, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy money. Man, oh man, oh man. We can stop on that one right there. George, yes.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
As I was watching that video, you know, that doesn't shock me, Britney Spears, Michael Jackson, those guys. But, you know, when you see like John Hagee, and I've even heard Kenneth Copeland, it really makes me wonder how many of these quote, men of God that thousands and millions of Christians are following and believing in are intentionally part of this setup.
George, I wonder if Kenneth Copeland is a Mason. I wonder if John Hagee is a Mason. I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out. We know that the Masons have infiltrated much of the Southern Baptist Conference. And that is what? Titus 1, verse 9. Tim, thanks, man. I got some life today for that thing. I read that thing. I went through my whole body, man. That went through my whole body. Did it go through your body, Rich? That went right through my whole body when I read that, man. Cool. Couple minutes left. Anybody got a rant? Anything? I'll get an email out to you. I'm hoping to hear back from John Robertson, who is a former Hollywood insider, and he will crack open the beans on all this stuff that's going on Hollywood, because that is what is marketing so much of this stuff to our kids.
Okay, I'll tell you one last thing. As a ex-pastor, follow the money. You think these evangelists, these preachers on TV who have million-dollar homes and fly around in their private jets as a pastor? Are you kidding me? Follow the money.
Justifying that the Lord's blessing them for doing their work, right? Except if you read the book of Acts, all the great evangelists got the snot beat out of them. It just doesn't line up. Kevin Bushy said Billy Graham's a 33 degree Mason. Unbelievable. Wouldn't be surprised at it. So listen, I'll get an email out to you. If John Robertson's with us tomorrow, you don't want to miss it. I got Doc Marquis lined up. He just said, which day, coach? And I haven't heard back from him yet this morning. Probably Thursday or Friday of next week, we'll have Doc Marquis in. He'll light your pants on fire as well. So, listen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't. You can go ahead and wrestle with that if you want to, but it's against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pull those strongholds down. Huh? That's right. Let's tear the kingdoms down. Going up. What's that old song? Going up to the high places, going up to the high places, going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. That's what I want to do. God bless you all.